This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. With me today is artist and curator Natalia Villanueva Linares. She joins me to talk about the 2019 Terrain Biennial and participating artists and venues right here in Peoria. Natalia, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you so much for having me. This is very exciting.
Well, it's so exciting to have you here and to also talk about this very innovative exhibition that's going on. I understand that the Terrain Biennial is actually a festival that takes place internationally. Is that correct?
It does. It does. It started in 2011. It was Sabina Ott, an artist, a curator, and an educator who was living in Oak Park. She was making monthly installations in her own front yard. And then the project started there. It became a public art event that is staged worldwide at the moment, right?
And here it's taking place this year in Peoria. I want to highlight a couple of the venues that this is happening at. One is, of course, the Hale Memorial Church. Talk us through what's going to be taking place at that location.
I'm inviting 12 Peoria-based artists to occupy all the lower windows of the Hale Memorial Church. I asked them to share with us their most talkative colors. It's a form of writing for them to offer colors that they extract of their own personal practice.
So then this would be artists reflecting on their body of work that they've done, and looking at the colorscape, and then taking some of those colors and incorporating them into this project at the Hale Memorial Church.
Exactly, and there is something that is pretty fantastic is that this year Terrain has decided to give a subject. The subject is the terrain, your environment. How does it affect you? Right. So these selected artists. It was very important to find them and to select them for this event because they're very involved in the culture, the artistic culture and endeavors that we have in our town.
It's also very unique to see this happening at the Hale Memorial Church, which is also the home of Yaku.
Yes, it is.
Which you're the founder of. And the public might remember another project that took place at Yaku a few years back where you had this outpouring of colorful hearts. Can you take us back to that?
The Love Spring installation was an effort from all the organization that worked for it for about 3 months, collecting hearts all over Peoria. We got about 8,000 paper hearts and asked Peorians to just write what do they love and hope for Peoria. And the organization created an installation that poured out of all the doors of the church as if it was overflowing of love and hope, right, for the future.
Let's talk about the second location that's featured as part of the exhibit, taking place just right around the corner from Hale Memorial Church.
Yes, thank you. The terrain takes place in lawns, front yards, and even windows of people's houses. So I decided to invite two artists in our front yard. They both are going to be both of their works were selected in relation to our environment, more like our present, very enveloping political situations.
Yes.
And both of them, Jesse Meredith, the Chicago-based artist, works with systems that usually separate us, finds a way to connect and empower people with his works. So he has a collection of signs that will be on the grass. And this project, usually the signs are for political candidates or for yard sales or even real estate companies to direct us to feel, to think, or to go somewhere, right? So his is going to be more like he would call it a public reconfigurable poem.
Wow.
And I find that meets Martin Monchicourt, the French artist who came to Peoria last month as a resident of the Peoria Center of the Arts and is presenting a flag. He has a collection of flags he makes in each country that he visits. He decides to create monochromes that he obtains by mixing the colors of each original flag, respecting, you know, the proportion of colors. So this is going to be the USA flag that I consider that it's a perfect ensemble, you know, of colors. In some way it creates a mix of the national symbols, you know, and creating togetherness. So I like very much these two works together on my front yard.
And the public will have the opportunity to engage with these exhibits all through the month of October, correct?
Yes, they will be able to walk by the church and this front yard, which is really, really close, and read. There will be the descriptions of the works and introducing the participating artists. It will be very easy for us to be able to walk around. Or even driving by, it's going to be a beautiful view when you drive up and down Main Street going to work or coming back home.
So the founder of the Terrain Biennial really cast this vision for this being a neighborhood art experience. What I love that you're bringing to this is casting a vision for how this could really explode in the Moss Bradley neighborhood. Talk about what you envision this looking like in 2021.
That's exactly what I'm very excited about, is that it's important that these 12 artists, for example, participating in the church are the first ones, because mm-hmm. they're the ones who have been modifying, in my case and the people around me, my perspective of the contemporary art scene in Peoria. And I want to introduce all these new artists to our neighborhood, being the church also at the entrance of Moss Bradley neighborhood, as maybe contaminating other neighbors to lend their yards in the future to be able to make Terrain Biennial 2020 a real event in Peoria and participate with other cities, other states, and other parts of the world actually in the same effort during 1 month.
I've been talking with Natalia Villanueva Linares about the Terrain Biennial International Festival, featuring site-specific art made for front yards, balconies, and porches. The event will open on October 4th and run until November 17th here in Peoria at the Hale Memorial Church and other locations. The Million Dollar Quartet opens tonight at Peoria Players Theater. The musical takes you back to December 4th, 1956, when Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley recorded a legendary jam album. And the Art Pop Artists Exhibition opens tonight at the Studios on Sheridan as part of their First Friday Art Open House. The exhibit will feature the work of artists whose work has been featured on Art Pop billboards throughout the greater Peoria region. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.